NappyAfro.com.
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 274. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss Kick Ross, a.k.a. Jack Swagless, and I'm sitting in with my homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. Coach Germ, a.k.a. the next-door neighbor, Danny Tanner, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the king of the lames in the building. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, let's just go ahead and get this out the way now. Coach Germ update.
Ah, man. Well, week three of the season, and, you know, it's been the same as the previous 2 weeks. Motherfuckers got to win. Mm-hmm. Last night, kicked the shit out of fucking Walker Ford. This is the coach said he's going to put 60 points on us, and his team scored 13, and my team scored 45. So we beat them 45-13 last night, man. We had 7 touchdowns last night. And, yeah, we was fucking badass last night. My defense, they are astounding. The 13 points they got, I'm going to say they got one because we had 10 men on the field. And the only reason why I had 10 men because one of my dudes was tired as hell. And so he forgot to go back out there on special teams, on defense. So they got a score on that drive. It was a long run. It busted play. So we let that one slide. And then the second touchdown they got was in the fourth quarter. It was one of them sympathy touchdowns the ref gave them. Like, they had 3 holds, a block in the back. And, you know what I'm saying? It was just horrible. And the ref was like, come on, man. You beating them bad enough. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I don't want them scoring nothing. So we 3-0. I had to give my team a little pep talk before the game, about respect, how nobody in the city respects us. They don't respect what we're doing over here. So we got to go out there and get our respect. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we did last night. At least I felt like we did.
How many touchdowns did the ringer get?
The ringer? Oh, he only got 2 last night.
Yeah, okay.
He had 2. All my running backs scored 2 touchdowns, and one of my wide receivers scored a touchdown.
Ah, so he was running that ball last night.
Listen, I got the Pony Express back there, man. There's no need not to deliver that mail, man. We dropping mail off for these niggas this year, man. We delivering the mail, rain, sleet, or snow, man. The Pony Express, man. Come on.
Good job, man. Good job. You want to let the people know about the Fro Fantasy League real quick, too? You ain't updated them in a minute.
Oh, man. Fro Fantasy League, they never cared. Fro Fantasy League still going. I don't know what year this is, but it's year 7, 8. I don't know. GQ Blue's doing real well, and I'm doing garbage. That's all y'all need to know.
God damn, man. Hey, man, it is what it is. Speaking of sports, we'll go ahead and get this shit out the way right now. Dolphins coach filmed himself. Okay, maybe it's not right to say he filmed himself, but he was caught.
He was FaceTiming a chick, and he was filming it.
It was FaceTime, so she didn't record the video. She just leaked it.
Yeah, so she had, she leaked it.
So he recorded himself snorting cocaine, doing lines with some money.
Big like flakes.
Hey, man, what the hell? And apparently, I guess the story is that the stripper he was messing with. Yeah, he was at work. A stripper leaked it. Was the stripper like his mistress or some shit?
She was just a stripper that was a working girl.
You know what, man? Strippers are the coldest. They got that game, bro. They got that game. How many people going to get outed by strippers? Why are y'all letting your guard down around people who show you their ass for money?
Bruh, like they show you, I would do anything for $1.
That's my whole point. Like, I'm not even trying to disparage strippers. However, if you got that monkey out, as Corey Holcomb would say, you got that monkey out trying to get that paper, why the fuck are you leaving yourself vulnerable around these people?
Because
they're going to do what they got to do for that money.
Yeah, that's what they do. They do that's exactly. She's down to do what she needs to do for that check.
These motherfuckers out here getting strippers pregnant.
Going to sleep on the old.
I mean, dog, you got to be more careful. I'm not even faulting the stripper. They showed you who they were.
I follow them. I mean, it's just like I unfollow when everything is follow my premium snap, follow my premium. Oh, I'm done, man. I'm done. I'm out.
I would have to say that following a stripper on Snapchat is like following the person that you admire the most on Twitter. It just ends badly. Because when you think about it, like really, you see them on, you know, you watch somebody from the flame, you see them getting it in. They got their little snap up there. You be like, all right, let me see what this motherfucker doing. And that shit be like, huh, why did I follow? Why do I have to look at your extra deep thoughts while you doing nothing? Just don't do it, man. Just follow the blue flame.
Are you cooking your basic ass fucking meal? You like, bitch, you took them corn. That's corn out the can. Stop fronting. You know what I'm saying?
Stop, man. They throw some bacon bits in there and be like, I chefed it. No, you didn't.
Bacon bits, too. Like, yeah.
Yeah, man. Can't be trusted. So he resigned later on that day. Once, you know, the media storm hit, he resigned, of course.
Stephen A. Smith was upset about him being able to resign. He should have been fired. I am upset that they let him resign.
Why?
I guess he's saying that for what he did, he should have been fired. And not, you know, if you resign... Resigning don't look as bad as you getting fired. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't matter. He's never going to coach in the NFL again.
Oh, yeah. But I guess, so, you're right. But
it doesn't matter. And if he got fired, they probably have to give him some kind of money. So he resigned. He walked away. They might have forced him to resign because they were like, nigga, we can prosecute or you can just walk away and get some help. And maybe that's how it went. But, you know, Stephen A. Smith always mad. You know, at least he wasn't doing the weed.
The weed.
Stephen A. Smith, man, fuck you, dog. Speaking of ESPN, my girl Jemele Hill got suspended for keeping it real by Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones showed you who the fuck he was. Again, I don't know why y'all keep, you know. So, was it week two or week three? When they did the whole kneel. I think it was week three.
And week four.
Well, I'm talking about when he did the kneel, when the team kneeled before the national anthem.
Week four, because this last one was week five.
Okay, so week four, the whole team took a knee in solidarity.
Whoa. Coming from somebody that doesn't watch football, you're questioning me? Oh, okay, keep going.
I question you all the time. It doesn't fucking matter if I watch football or not. I don't trust germs knowledge. Unless we're talking about music. If we talk about music, he's solid. And we're talking about some weird facts. Anything outside of that, I got a question.
Jesus.
Hey, man. You know, keep it real.
My music is very low. I mean,
I don't know. You and Easy know a lot of shit about music, man. I give y'all props on that shit all day. All day long, man. Jerry Jones went out there with his punk ass and his team, the Cowboys, went out in a show of solidarity and locked arms and took a knee before the national anthem. And, you know, Jerry Jones happened to find the camera and smile at that motherfucker and all this shit and kumbaya moment. And everybody was like, he's really making a statement. And then the following fucking week, this motherfucker recants and says, anybody that doesn't stand for the anthem won't play. And Jemele Hill felt some kind of way about this shit, as she should. She went ahead and posted a few tweets, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do nowadays. We tweet shit. She said, this play always works. Change happens when advertisers are impacted. If you feel strongly about Jerry Jones' statement, boycott his advertisers. If you strongly reject what Jerry Jones said, the key is his advertisers. Don't place the burden squarely on the players. Just so we're clear, I'm not advocating NFL boycott, but an unfair burden has been put on the players in Dallas and Miami with anthem directives. I see no lies.
I see no lies either, but if you already hot, like if you on probation, my nigga, you better not be around or you need to watch where your area where you at and people you around. And she spoke about the wrong owner right there, because Jerry, he like, you know, his team is number one in NFL for money and all that. Jerry probably called the motherfuckers up and was like, hey, she trying to fuck up the church's money.
You got to be, you know... ESPN knew who the fuck they hired. They've been working with Jemele for years now.
Yeah.
You knew who she was. Mm-hmm. When she made comments before, because she's made comments before about black athletes and black men and being fathers, and nothing was said. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's the same thing, you know, Corey Holcomb says this shit all the time. I really do feel like sometimes this nigga's a prophet. because anytime it's a black person going in on black culture, nothing's done. You could talk about niggas all day long on your platform and no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
But if you say anything about gays, you say anything about guns, you say anything about women, or you say anything about the military, your ass about to get the suspension.
Yep.
And that's what happened. She talked about Jerry Jones. She talked about protesting. And they went ahead. I don't even know. What are they suspending her for? What's the suspension? I know it's 2 weeks, but what do they say?
This is her second time violating the company's social media policy.
It's her Twitter. This is not, it's not Jemele Hill ESPN. It's Jemele Hill. It's her Twitter. You know, like WWE's, their wrestlers have their Twitter and it has WWE in it.
Mm.
So when you're an official WWE wrestler, you have WWE Shinsuke Nakamura. Whatever the fuck your name is, you have a WWE Twitter. This is her Twitter. So now, what we're talking about is they suspended Jemele Hill for freedom of speech because she criticized an owner taking away players' freedom of speech.
Wow.
That's what we're doing right now? And of course, this is what it is. You can't talk out to get some money. Because those same advertisers that advertise for the NFL and Jerry Jones are the same ones that advertise for ESPN. And you can't be fucking up the church's money.
Can't fuck with the church's money.
So I saw a report that said that Michael Smith was not going to do the show. So I waited to see what happened on Tuesday. Because, you know, Monday they don't have a show. Monday they go straight to the Monday Night Football bullshit, you know.
Was it do the show Tuesday?
He did do the show Tuesday, but he did it by himself. So, you know, usually if y'all watch the six, usually when it starts up, you know, is, you know, welcome to the best 60 minutes of your day. And, you know, they do the intro, they do a little banter, and then they get into the topics. Not Tuesday, nigga. He said, hey, you know, what's known doesn't need to be said. I'm here, you're here, so let's get through it. And that's how he started the show. We're right into the topics. He was really dry. You know what I'm saying? He had other people on. Jacina Anderson and other people was on there. He had Darren Sharper was on there for a little bit, but he wasn't like the actual host. He wasn't a co-host for the show. They even had the problematic white dude that's always arguing with Stephen A. Smith on First Take about race and shit. No, not Max. Max is a smart motherfucker. This is another dude. It's a little young white dude that's always trying to tell Stephen A. Smith it's not about race. Whatever the topic is, he's always like, this isn't about race, and they get into it, and they was on there and they had the same conversation, and then when the show was over, Michael Smith was like, hey, we made it through, we'll see you next time, and that was it. Like, he's not happy, and I'm waiting for Michael Smith, you know, in the middle of an episode to just walk off, and I wouldn't be shocked. You know, let me know what you think. I think that he's talking to Jemele and he's like, yo, if you want to leave, we can leave. Let's try and get something else lined up first. Let's see what Fox is talking about. But the moment you say you out, I'm out. And he'll do that shit live on the air.
So, all right.
Yeah.
If you was Michael Smith in this situation, what would you do?
I would do the same thing I just said.
Would you have recorded the show?
I probably would have recorded the first show. I think you got to look at your contract and understand what your legal obligations are.
I think that's what happened.
And I think that's all it is. He's got a lawyer looking over his contract. He's talking to Jemele and saying, look, if you want to leave, I'm sticking with Germ. So if Germ gets suspended and that's what it is, then we're not doing a fucking show. First of all, y'all know I wouldn't do the show anyway. I will cancel the show if I get a fucking eyelashes infected. The show's canceled. But if it comes down to doing the show or not doing the show, and it's like, look, Germ is done. We suspended him for 2 weeks. Something happened. We need you to do A. Well, we ain't doing no fucking show. And so now if Jemele says that I'm leaving and their legal obligations is covered or they can buy out their contract or some shit like that, then they'll both dip. And I don't blame him for that shit. I don't blame him for that shit. I was a little shocked to see him do the show Tuesday, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say that they're working through the legal obligations and what they want to make sure of, because you don't want it with Disney for real.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You don't want to keep it real and be out of a job, my nigga, like, and not be able to get paid, because, you know, at the end of the day, you're not doing the six for the love of the game. You're doing it for a check. You know what I'm saying? So,
And I would even give you, I would say that you can go ahead and take that L and not make the money if you can still find another job. Disney's big enough that they will block you from being able to do shit. So, you know, you got to be kind of careful about that shit. Because at the end of the day, you know, all these people that are tweeting hashtag Stand With Jamel and all this other shit, most of us don't pay for cable. Most of us don't have the money to do shit. And you'll end up broke trying to ride with them supporters. You know, you can holler at Puff because Puff got his own network. You can holler at Puff and be like, yo, what's good? You can holler at the people over at Complex and be like, what's good? But don't let it ride with the people on Twitter. It's not, there's no money there. Black Twitter's not going to get you paid.
Nope.
They get you roasted. They'll get you roasted. Yeah, you get fired, but they're not going to necessarily get your ass paid. And sometimes it works out the other way. But you still, they might get your foot in the door, but you still got to go ahead and deliver. Shout out to Deezus and Meryl. You know what I'm saying? Black Twitter put y'all on, and then y'all showed approved, and here we go. Season 2 is on the way. So I can't be mad at that shit. What did you think about what she said? Was she dead on or what?
I mean, she was dead on, but like I said, she took that risk. You know, hope it pays off for her. Because, yeah, you was already like, you called the president out a month ago. Mm-hmm. Now you got out Jerry Jones, who's basically like the president of sports. So, I mean,
yeah, he supported Donald Trump as well financially.
Yeah, you went against two big dogs, Jamel. Took them on. So hopefully you make it through this, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hopefully people have your back. But you going to look around and be like, oh, y'all niggas ain't going to say nothing? Oh, okay. Now you going to see how real niggas is. So, you know, at least you know Michael A. Smith was acting like halfway real niggas. So props to him.
It's a lot of NFL players and shit that, you know, taking the pictures and, you know, we stand with Jamel and shit like that. What I'm interested in seeing now, this shit happened on Tuesday or Monday afternoon.
Monday.
Got suspended Monday. Michael Smith did the show Tuesday. Today is Wednesday we're recording. The show will go up Friday. There's a game Thursday. I'm wondering if the NFL, which is 70% black and there's a Thursday night game, if we will see somebody else stand up. Because the protests were pretty much dead this week.
They were?
Yeah.
They said Roger Goodell sent out a memo saying, look, man, let's get by this.
Basically, yeah, we're going to work towards something, something, something. Essentially what's going to happen is they're going to require people to stand.
Yeah, or just say, look, man, you know, they're going to have to, you know, like, we just not come out for the anthem. You know what I'm saying? Because
that's what y'all used to do before 2009 anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
The contract that y'all got the money for is over anyway. So what the fuck does it matter? Puffy even tweeted out, he said, give me the NFL. Which is
him the NFL?
Yeah, like he wants to run the NFL. And Puffy, you don't have the collateral. Yes. Yeah, you don't have the collateral to run the NFL. However,
you couldn't hold on to Sean John for 20 years.
Stop it.
You sold out to Macy's and shit like that. You sold out to, you know what I'm saying? Like, Puff, that was your label. That was your fucking clothing thing. Yeah, you still get residuals off of it, but you don't have any control over what Sean John makes anymore.
But he parlayed that into a fucking TV network.
The TV network is not yours either. You know what I'm saying? It's just a, you want the Viacom, like, Sean John was yours, Puffy.
Hey, man, look, sometimes, is it selling out or is it buying in? Do you have to parlay some shit up to play up the ladder to get more pool or what?
Yeah, but you still could have been, you know, I mean, Jay-Z did the same thing with Rockaware. Sold out.
Or bought in. That's what I'm saying. Like, is it selling out or is it buying in?
You selling out your stake. Like, you was 100, let's say you was 65% on and now you like 25%. You selling out.
But you flipped it into something else. So if you sold your little clothing company to get part of Tidal and to put out albums like 444 and to get artists like Rhapsody and to start Roc Nation where you got athletes. I mean,
I get it. I get it. But I mean, you know, that was your shit.
Hey, sometimes it's growth, man. When you grow, sometimes you got to let shit go.
True.
So, I mean, you know, speaking of that, we got Puffy talking about give me the NFL. We just talked about Jay-Z. Why can't y'all get together and do something?
Yeah, y'all billionaires.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all holler at Oprah.
Y'all put all y'all money together. Y'all might get about one team.
Well, why can't you start your own shit?
Because you don't have the, you can start your own league, but then you have to get venues. Players are not going to be the problem. It's the venues right. going to be a problem. NFL probably got all kind of locked in fucking bullshit. Like, you know, like you have to go to off cities. I don't know. It's probably some weird shit going on in the NFL.
The Arena Football League is popping. It's been popping for, what, 15, 20 years or some stupid shit?
Yeah, they know that's like, it's different. It's football, but it's not, you know, it's different. It ain't the same.
I think that there's enough dilapidated, let's not use that word. There's enough empty stadiums and areas around this country that you'll be able to house a team. Now, you're not going to get 70,000 or 80,000 people to show up in the stands, but you're not that big yet.
So where are you going to play us all, right? High schools?
I mean, hey, some of these stadiums in Texas, you can play in these stadiums.
Okay.
It's a stadium right down the street that holds about 20,000 or 30,000 people. This shit is massive. But now you can't hold it only in Texas. You know what I mean? So you can figure that shit out. You can figure that shit out. There's enough parks and shit around the way. I'm saying it could be where there's a will, there's a way.
So I write one of these niggas to play on peewee fields and shit.
Hey, if it gives you an option not to be watching,
bring your own chair to the game.
Hey, so she's got to start somewhere, bro.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I'm laughing, but I'm with it.
It's just interesting. I want to see what the next step is. I want to see what the next step is. Trump spoke out. 45 spoke out. Y'all was all in solidarity because he called y'all sons of bitches. The next week, ain't nobody saying shit.
It was a fad. It was cool to protest that week.
Yeah. I don't disagree with you at all. As a matter of fact, even Vice President Pence got in on that shit. He decided to fly out to the Colts game, and then he left.
He's the governor. Well, he was the governor of that state.
At one point.
Yeah.
So you're saying that's why he went to that game?
Yeah, that's why. And plus, it was Peyton Manning Day and all that shit.
Yeah, so he showed up, you know, his friend Peyton Manning. And then he showed up and he decided to leave because he didn't want to stay anywhere where people were disrespecting the flag and rolled out. And the flight there and the flight back allegedly cost $240,000.
They said he had told the Secret Service from the gate, like, yo, don't you go nowhere. Like they said it was all a setup from the beginning, man. Like he knew what he was gonna do.
The fix was in, huh?
Fix was in. Like he came there with the intention of doing that.
So much so that they said that the picture that he tweeted out where he was sitting in the stands with the hat on and shit was an old picture. It was like a 3-year-old picture.
Jesus Christ.
So they're saying like he literally just went to the stadium, like touchdown, got escorted to the stadium, and then rolled out.
Yo, you ever seen his wife, bro?
Nah. Is it all bad? She's the most
plain Jane looking woman I've ever seen in my life, bro.
Okay, but is plain Jane and unattractive or just... not just
like she's so plain that she just looked like, bro, like she looked like the 50-year-old virgin. Like, I mean, the cat lady. She just looked like just so homely and oh my god, bro.
Wait, well, I mean, you know, that's not a position. Let's
Google it real quick. Put Mike Pence wife.
I don't feel right talking about people's wives.
Bro, what? It's all right. He's the vice president. We can talk about him, man. Celebrities, we have.
When we talk about him, it's not her fault.
I said I'm not picking on her. I just said she looks so plain and homely, like straight missionary style, bro. Like that's it, bro. Like no wild sex from her, man. Like a wild night to her is her getting on top.
First of all, I don't want to think about her or him fucking. How about that? How about that shit?
So I don't think about poking holes through my theory, my hypotheticals.
Wait, you're asking me to rate an old white man's old white wife? Is that's what you want me to do right now? I'm so not interested in that discussion. Fuck her and fuck him. How about that? Does that work?
Works for me.
I guess we need to go ahead and get paid. We got to get these checks. We got to talk about music if you want to get paid. This isn't necessarily about music, but it's kind of about music. Mr. Nelly, Mr. St. Louis, is alleged of rape. Yeah. Nelly's been around, what, 30 years?
Music? Since like 2000.
Okay, well, St. Louis. All right, so Yeah, I'm dating the St. Louis shit because I'm like, yeah.
Nelly came out, man. When Nelly came out, he said he was like 21, but the nigga was like 31 when he really came out.
Yeah, he was old, but he was also, I mean, the St. Louis cats knew of him. By the time his shit hit, they was like, oh, that nigga, you know, he's
so he was
gone.
Making music before. Okay. Oh.
Yeah, he was local. He was doing some local shit. Like, niggas knew who he was, and then when he got that hit, that's when it blew up. So
y'all know that song was gonna be a hit when y'all first heard it.
I mean, St. Louis, we ride hard for everything St. Louis, bro.
Yeah, talk to the super Homer fucking Simpson over here.
St. Louis shit was on point. Like anything. St. Louis
ribs over anything, nigga. The blues, the car, nigga. Fried rice, nigga, whatever. What's the little cheap ass sodas y'all be selling?
Easy, hold up. First of all,
what's the cheap sodas, man? What's the cheap soda?
We're not going to disparage Vest.
Vest!
We're not going to do this. It's not what we're going to do today. It's not what we gonna do. I don't remember a whole lot about Nelly's social career, like the news outside of music. This has got to be the first time I've heard him alleged of rape, right?
Yeah, it was crazy. And he was on a country music tour when this happened. Not on a rap tour now. He wasn't like Nelly and the Lunatics was touring. He was with some country group touring with them.
What country group?
Was
it Rascal Flatts or some shit? Because, you know, they get down with niggas.
Let me see. I mean, what was the name of the group he was with? Looking it up.
Look this up, yeah.
It was Nelly on tour. Nelly tour. Because he did some crazy shit when he was singing to the little girl. Did you see that?
I didn't see it because, the optics already looked bad. What did I need to see it for? Like, if you're telling me that he's serenading a little girl that's underage, first of all, why is she at a concert, and why is he serenading?
Florida Georgia Line. That's what he was with, Florida Georgia Line.
Okay. They had a couple hits that kind of had a little crossover appeal. But go ahead.
The woman's 21 years old. She claimed Nelly raped her on his tour bus without wearing a condom. Whoa. Which rapists wear condoms these days? Is what I want.
So maybe that's what she's saying is the rape. Like, she may have consented to the sex, but because he didn't use a condom, it was rape.
Hold on now. He was cleared of this.
Cleared of it how?
The police didn't even charge him. Okay, his accuser has claimed she met Nelly in a Washington club and got tipsy drinking at his table before traveling to his tour bus for an after party. The Seattle resident alleges that the 42-year-old hip-hop star tried to have sex with her when they were in his room. She claims she refused and has alleged that the musician told her to shut up before having sex with her without using protection. The accuser has claimed that she was later offered money before being kicked off the bus by a woman who threw $100 at her.
Oh, so this like somebody was partying. A chick threw money at her.
Yes.
So this was like a menage.
No, I guess it was like somebody on the bus, you know, like probably there, like, you know, somebody else. Like, nah, man, I'll take this money, kick it off the bus. You get your fucking ass out of here. It's $100. Fucking whore. You know, they probably treated her like that. You know, Nelly said he was innocent, you know, and then it came out that was, police didn't need to, charge him with anything. It was a fabricated allegation.
I'm always weirded out when we discredit women's rape accusations so quickly. I don't know how to take that. What do you think about the situation? You think it was bullshit?
I think it's bullshit. Excuse me. Even the police thought it was bullshit because they didn't charge him with a crime. They did arrest him, but they didn't charge him with anything, I guess, because there wasn't no evidence. But, you know, it's bad to get accused of rape if you ain't do it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's an accusation that never goes away. That's like when you get caught jacking off, you can't let that down. Like, if you was a young kid, you got caught jacking off, niggas gonna think you just, that's all you do. And you can never, you know what I'm saying? You probably like, nigga, y'all do the same thing. I just got caught. And you gotta live the rest of your fucking days, you know what I'm saying? At least scholastically. Niggas might still remember to this day, Otis Robinson. But anyway.
Wow.
With a fucking rape, with rape, like, if you get accused of rape, it's all right. They were like, yo, somebody come out, let's say it's all right, you know, you popular, you Martin Luther King and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Goddamn. And they be like, yo, it's all right, was at a shoe convention, he raped me. And they gonna be like, yo, the sneaker world gonna be like, oh shit, not so all right. Oh shit. And even if you didn't do nothing, you still gonna be looked at like, yo, I remember the time the girl said, you know, they gonna look at, they gonna always give you the side eye, bro. Always.
The difference is people won't believe that Nelly raped somebody, but they would believe I did it.
But some people believe Nelly did it. Now, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, but yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, niggas be like, but I guess because of what kind of person Nelly is, he a good dude. Like, Nelly ain't really never got no trouble besides getting caught with the meth and shit, but I blame that being, you know, hanging with them white people, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, what the fuck you getting caught with meth for, Nelly? Like, what the fuck? So,
it's one of those things where you got the money, you got the power, you got that position. People don't believe that you would rape somebody. Like, Nelly, you know, what people usually say is, you ain't got to take pussy, it's pussy out here. It's the same shit that we heard when Mystical got accused of rape again.
Mystical probably at that point in his career where he would have to try to, you know what I'm saying? It was some old cougar chicks that probably would be like, oh, I give Mystical pussy on some old tip shit, but the young hoes ain't fuck with Mystical. They don't know who he is, man. Country ass nigga, man. Like, come here, girl. Let me hug you.
But so, like, the first time it happened, that was the retort. Like, he ain't taking no pussy. It's plenty of pussy out here.
Remember the first time he just got in trouble for filming it and, like, having sex with the woman that stole money from him. He blackmailed the person that stole from him, and he went to jail for that. And called his friends up, like, yo, y'all come get some of this. This is some good stuff. And recorded it. Like, that's where he got in trouble. He ain't really rape her. She had agreed, like, okay, I stole X amount of dollars from you. I give you some pussy.
Not if you're keeping her for 4 days. Like, it's like...
Okay. Maybe the 4 days was acceptable.
You're like, okay, no, there's some rape there. But the story was like, we don't believe it because you're a person of opportunity. No reason why you would be like that. And it's the same thing with Nelly. If you're a regular nigga, you don't have that opportunity. People just gonna believe you did that shit. You did that shit. Hey, whatever they said he did that shit. Yeah. And I'm not at a position where I can say that about Nelly. That's not to say that I think old girl is lying. It just seems a little off. I wish we had more information to know what the fuck happened. And if Nelly happens to listen to this show, if he's one of the millions.
And millions.
Of Frocast Nation that listen to the show. Look, probably start watching who the fuck you hang out with.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, bro. I'm not saying that, you know, Florida-Georgia line is bad. I'm just saying. Watch who the fuck they hang out with.
What kind of crowd do they bring in, Nelly? That might be not the groupies that you want to holler at if you get my drift. Wink, wink. You know what I'm saying?
But who's safe? Who's safe? Kevin Hart got his ass in some bullshit.
I thought Nelly was messing with Ashanti or something. That's why I'm like, yo, nigga, you got Ashanti, nigga? What are you doing?
Hey, when he was messing with Ashanti, though, nigga stayed clean. He didn't have no issues for like 10 years. There was no problem.
Somebody broke up because he was cheating.
Doesn't that come with the territory, though?
I mean, these women got to understand, bro. Like, when you a superstar, I'm a superstar, so you know what it's like. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, man, I'm coming home to you, but on the road, man, I'm going to need me a little trim, man, once in a while to keep me sane. So I ain't going to bash you out here in these streets, but you know what I mean?
I'm out here doing 200 days on tour.
Yeah.
I got to hit something real quick.
I'm in Vegas for like 2 months out the year. Like, what are you talking about? Like, Vegas.
Got to hit something, man. But then you got to choose better. Again, at the end of the day, you still have to choose better. And I don't know what happened to the Kevin Hart situation. Like, that just kind of got brushed under the rug.
Hey, Kevin Hart, he nigga taking baby shower pictures with the family. They all out.
He handled that shit like a G.
And he just like, and niggas in the comments still attacking him and shit. That shit be so funny, man. Like, I scroll up and read a couple comments just to see how people are fucking hilarious in comments, bro. I swear to God, man.
They're savages, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you ever read some comments on like a Ravy Loso post that are so embarrassed? Like, you feel embarrassed for being a man?
Nigga. Oh, my God. The other day in the fucking Nappy Afro Instagram, a nigga sent... I guess he wanted to put this girl, you know, it was like pictures of his girl. Like, he showed her, like, in some lingerie. Then he showed her titties, then her pussy and all that shit. Then the nigga motherfucking sent a dick. Like, I was like, whoa, what the fuck? I said, Jesus Christ.
Oh, nigga, you get dick. You get dick pics, nigga.
Motherfucker. be easy to post a picture. A motherfucker send a message and be like, yo, how much I would love to suck a fart at your ass. And they say all kind of shit. I'd be like, yo, these niggas is fucking crazy, man. Like, do you actually think this is the person you're talking to? And if you was talking to that person, that's what you would say to them? Like, nigga, does this work? Like, yo, you be going to any picture of any fine girl, like you said, the comments, man, niggas be like, yo, I fucking, nigga, like, man, oh, yeah, shit, man, it's horrible. Dude at work said this shit the other day, man. We was looking at some girls walk by, and he was like, I let her fart in my face. And I looked at him like, what? No, fuck.
Wow.
I don't want no girl farting in my face. I'm sorry.
Nah, that's a goddamn mess. I want to look right now, just because we're on the topic. Let's look at Ravy Loso. Let's just see what.
Then look, she ain't like no girl that you got, you know, I mean, damn, you sexy. Ooh, something. Oh, don't let a girl make a post like she horny. Oh, my God. Them niggas.
Let's see what we got on here. Of course, we got clothing ambassadors and shit. Look like some of these guys are, you know. Here we go. Oh, that might, booty ain't no
she
joke.
She might block them niggas, though.
Blocked them, yeah, because it's not bad.
Okay.
Like, it's not savage. Let me not say bad. It's not savage.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of these niggas look like they probably haven't seen a real girl in life.
Hit my face with it. This is from 88888. Put you on a plate.
Yeah, and like, this shit is like, okay, y'all motherfuckers is retarded.
Hey, but hey, let me tell you a funny story about Instagram. So, I was on Media Takeout one day, and they had made an article about some girl on the internet supposed to be dating some rapper, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. She not dating a rapper, but ever since then, she been getting so many, like, people, I guess, you know, they started, like, did just like what I did. Well, let me see who she is. She been enjoying the fucking attention. Like, yo, she just been snapping and Instagramming, like, it's like the same picture. Like, why did you take 10 of those pictures? Like, you ain't even moved positions. Like, you still in the same position. Like, and she just been loving the attention and just snapping for no reason. Yeah, I'm about to go get something to eat. And just be like, I'm about to unfollow. But she got a fat ass, though. So, you know, I'm a sucker for a fat ass.
See? There you go, man. That's how they get you.
But I don't say nothing to them, though. I don't never say nothing. But I got some ones that I stalk daily.
It gets annoying to me on when you don't snap and shit like that. Some of these motherfuckers don't do shit.
Yeah.
And they get money to be pretty.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's a hate comment, I guess.
It is a hate comment. It's a hate comment. Because women sit here and complain about, we haven't heard of y'all.
I won't say that they don't.
This is all the opinions of King Germ. Don't send no hate. It's all right, Wade.
It's all right. Anyway,
like, all right. Actually, feels the opposite. He feel like women are the most oppressed people in the world, and they should be carried upon flowers. Their feet shouldn't touch the ground. They should drink waters from the Lake of Minnetonka, or whatever. That's what he. But I'm saying, you women need to stop complaining. You grab yourself by the bootstraps, get on Cam Soda, make some money. Ain't no reason why.
So you just sat up here and said that shit. So go ahead and, you know what? We're not going to have this debate today.
We're not
going to have this debate today.
We're just
going to
talk about the cam shit.
What cam shit?
Oh,
never mind.
I think that's
going to
be my loser.
Oh, you're saving it for the loser part? All right. So that was a little bit of music news. Let's go ahead and get this shit out of the way.
That's more music news, don't we?
Yeah, we do. BET Hip Hop Awards happened. It aired. It aired. Like, didn't this shit happen a long time ago?
2 weeks ago, maybe.
Because I feel like on Instagram, you saw pictures and shit, but now we get to see it. So the shit came on. We had winners. I guess we need to talk about some of the winners. Cardi B cleaned up. She won Rookie of the Year, Hustler of the Year, Best Mixtape, Best Hip Hop Style. What the fuck is that anyway? Props to Cardi B. Nicki Minaj still won something, the Sweet 16 Award. Don't know what the fuck that is.
Best 16 bars of the year.
Is that what that's supposed to be?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Sounds like a winner to me. Damn got Best Album of the Year. We knew that was going to happen.
That's right.
Best Live Performer, Kendrick Lamar. We knew that was going to happen. Okay. Best Lyricist of the Year. We knew that was going to happen.
Ooh, Kendrick got all those?
Yeah, Kendrick got all of those.
Okay.
The Story of OJ. Best Impact Track is Jay-Z.
Oh my God.
You know, you say
I swear,
nigga.
but
It's.
I mean, BET, man, come on. Best impact track. Like, what impact did that? Let's be real. The story of OJ is dope. I get it. Mm-hmm. But y'all niggas act like Jay-Z was saying some real shit on that song. Okay, he said, fighting over, buy some property. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying? He bought a picture for $1 million, and now it was worth $2 million, something he gonna get to his kids. Everybody can't afford to buy a $1 million piece of goddamn art, nigga. Like, and then if you do buy a piece of art, it might depreciate. What they like, oh, this nigga was a fraud. Now his work's worth nothing. Then what? You know what I'm saying? So, nigga, that's not sound advice. Go buy some fucking art. Nigga, man, stop, man. That's why I like Jay-Z, but I'm critical of Jay-Z. I'm not one of the goddamn blind Jay-Z fans that don't criticize him, i.e. Be Easy. But, you know what I'm saying? But Be Easy coming around, he'll criticize Jay-Z here and now. It hurts him to do it, but he'll say it, and then he'll be like, God damn it. He'll say this, you'll never hear me repeat this again. But if you tell somebody, I said, I deny it. That's exactly what he motherfucker said.
It's one of those things, man. It was a hot moment. People got wrapped up in it. It's a good song.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
That's how you listen to 444. It's all right.
You know what? Honestly, it's been a couple months.
Wow, it only been out a couple months. Ain't that something? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's been a couple months, bro.
A month after the album came out, I made a post. I said, so all y'all niggas that was hyping the album a month ago, how do you feel today? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't get that same feeling when I put in For Your Eyes Only or I put in Damn. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's been out a while. Like, 444, I skipped like 7 songs on that motherfucker now. Like, this shit crazy, man. So,
Story of OJ, you know, we got wrapped up in the moment. We got wrapped up in what he said, some of what he said. But I agree with you. A lot of this shit, because Amanda Seale said some shit this week, too. If you out here buying Jordan new tracks.
I don't know who Sarah right talking about, but go ahead.
Amanda Seale's, goddamn it, she changed her name. if you out here buying Jordans and Nike suits, I don't know who's still buying that shit. And you don't have a passport, and you don't have, and you're sleeping on the air mattress and Nike suits. Like, I guess you're talking about like the track suits or the flight suits.
Oh, okay.
And you sleep on the air mattress. You don't have a passport. You don't have a credit card. You're losing.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
If I sleep on an air mattress, what do I need a passport for? I'm not going no motherfucking where. Like niggas don't understand. Like, what do a passport mean, bro?
It just means that you can leave the country.
You get a flight with a passport when you get one, sorry? Right? Is that what
absolutely I'm not? Absolutely not. And that's what the criticism was. Like, nigga, first of all, not everybody wants to go out of the country.
I mean,
like, how about that? First of all, not everybody wants to leave the country. That's one thing. Number two. Having the passport doesn't mean you get to fly for free. You still got to buy $1,000+ ticket to go outside the country, unless you're going to a fucking island somewhere, or you're going just to Mexico or some shit like that, or taking your little punk ass to a little weak ass part of Canada. If you're trying to go overseas, you got to have that paper.
Yeah.
And most people ain't got that paper. And that's just for the flight. You still got to add in your hotel stay, you get around your food. That shit costs some money. If you're black, this is just, you know, I have left the country. I went to Canada. I don't know if that counts for some of you motherfuckers. If you are black, traveling abroad isn't necessarily a good ass idea sometimes, depending on where you go, where you want to go and where you want to be safe is not always the same place. So there's many variables to that shit. The air mattress shit. Look, I had an air mattress before we left St. Louis. That motherfucker was kind of nice.
I'm telling you,
it was affordable.
Some of the best sleep I had in my life was on an air mattress. I was like, man, goddamn! Like, I mean, I was expecting it to be a rough night, but man, that wasn't bad.
That shit wasn't bad. That's all I'm saying. So you know, whatever. You know, we get into that prosperity shit, and that's what OJ was talking about. He was on his Joel Osteen, so whatever. DJ Khaled got MVP of the year and Best DJ of the year. When was the last time he touched a record? And maybe I don't know if you're in Miami.
His biggest song of the year was like a fucking a replay of some song.
And look,
for free. I mean, if you want to give him that one, I mean, unless they're gonna give him Wild Thoughts. Wow. That's fucking another song that we already know. So I mean, come on, man.
He got Best Collab or Duo or Group for that one too.
See?
So I mean, you know, maybe DJ Khaled is still DJing in Miami. I don't know.
He's not DJing.
I'm just let me just go ahead and say it. I don't know, but to have best DJ of the year when you had a DJ doing your ciphers, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. Like, if DJ Khaled is the best DJ, why wasn't he DJing the ciphers instead of hosting? Why weren't he pulling double duty? Because y'all still go to the man. Y'all still go to Primo. But anyway, we'll move on from there. Benny Boom got Video Director of the Year. Best Producer of the Year with Metro Boomin. Luther Campbell, Uncle Luke, got the I Am Hip Hop Icon Award. This is his first award, they said?
You cannot, his first ever award?
Like his first major award.
And they got an American Music Award one time, didn't they? So.
I don't know.
Two Live Crew or something. I mean, but Luke, I mean, he don't make cross mainstream music now.
And that's the thing. He's like,
nobody wants to admit they know Uncle Luke lyrics like that.
But everybody know when that shit come on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And you got a song called "Throw That Dick, Throw That Dick, Throw That Dick." Like, shit.
Motherfucker went out there and he put it on the line for us, and he don't get the respect he's supposed to get.
Man, just saying. Can I just read the Uncle Luke lyric out loud, please?
I
think we'll start a segment every week where we read a lyric. You got to pick a song, just a 16 every week, and you have to read it. Not rap it, but read it so people can know. Let's see.
Gonna give a shit. This is a comedy podcast.
We are looking comedy. But that'd be funny, though. It's all right if we read rap lyrics.
While you're looking that up, Humble got Best Video of the Year as well.
Oh, that's good.
So shout out to Kendrick Lamar and the Cardi B Awards. That's pretty much it.
Man.
You got your lyric?
I do, man.
What's the lyric, sir?
Oh, no, I can't read that one.
See, that's the problem. Therein, that's pretty accurate. That's the problem.
Uncle Luke, man. But hey, look, every nigga I aged then got an Uncle Luke memory, nigga. Like, something happened to an Uncle Luke song that you is ingrained in your brain, nigga. So, yeah, Luke was a real nigga to us, bro. Uncle Luke, nigga. Shout out. He a football coach down here.
Hey, man. Ran for mayor, football coach. Got, you know, working with the youth. Say what you want to say about that shit. I don't know. So let's get to the shit people really want to talk about. The ciphers.
Yeah, the cipher.
Before we get to the rest of the ciphers, let's get to Eminem and his solo cipher. This was weird to me that he got his own cipher by him fucking self. About 2 minutes or so, 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes.
4 minutes.
How long?
It was 4 minutes.
4 minutes. 4 minutes of
2 seconds.
Marshall Mathers spitting. What did you think of it? Because Twitter, the internet is going nuts.
Okay. And then, like, let's be honest. The message, what he was saying some real shit, but the way it was delivered was garbage. Like, I was just like, yo, I didn't like the cadence of it. I was like, yo, this shit whack. It didn't rhyme. It was just like, what you was doing, you could have just wrote down and said that shit instead of trying to rap it. Because, you know, like, why did you, you know, I just, and then, like, I can't let Eminem be the, you know what I'm saying? Like, you talk to your people, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't do this on BET Awards, nigga. Go do this shit on the goddamn AMAs. Like, when you go to the other award show and you do your white songs instead of doing this song, that let me know what's up. Like, why are you doing this for us? Like, nigga, why are you doing this for us? You trying to win us over? Nah, nigga, fuck that. You go do that and tell that to your crowd, the ones that you was talking to that might be watching this. The majority of them that need to hear it ain't watching the goddamn BET Awards show. So that's what I'm saying, man. So I don't know. I had a problem with it. And everybody, all the black people, I mean, Eminem, he said it. And I was like, y'all don't see what the fuck going on, nigga. Like, he talking to us. He ain't talking to them. Let him do that shit at the goddamn Grammys or the MTV Music Awards. Do it there. Don't do it for our award show.
I don't even have a counter or anything to add to that. You said that shit perfectly. What he did was spoken word. It wasn't really a cipher, so I get that. It didn't have the rap feel to it. It was a cappella, and he just kind of did a spoken word part, and it's cool and all. But so? That's how I felt. So? And then what? Because when David Banner did this shit last year or whatever year that was, y'all didn't have the same, like, David Banner was mentioned for 3 seconds. I've seen more think pieces about Eminem's verse in the last 24 hours, and I don't understand it. Because he don't have anything to lose. This is a dude who got in the business talking about raping and killing his baby moms.
And his mother.
He don't have shit to lose, bro. So he didn't put nothing on the line. He didn't have shit to lose. I don't know, man. I think what you said on Facebook before was dope, and y'all can't let this dude be the front man for the revolution.
Yeah.
David Banner been putting in that good work. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody rocking with you. Like, even y'all, even the fucking Nappy Afro staff, when I said David Banner got an album come out, they was like, nigga, why you checking for David Banner? But he's putting in the work. He's putting in the work, man. If y'all ain't checked out God Box, go ahead and check it out. That's all I'm saying. But as far as the cipher goes, we had, and I can never say this girl's name right. I haven't been saying it long either, but it's Leaky Lee.
Something like that.
I said it. Leaky Lee 47. Tokyo Jets, Cash Dollar, Rhapsody was the first cipher. What'd you think about that? The all-woman cipher. This is the one. And by the way, you can go to nappyafro.com and look at all the ciphers on the website.
Got the post.
Got the post up. It's right there on the front page. What did you think about this first cipher?
Lady Girl from Jacksonville, the one that had the Coogi dress on. That's
Tokyo Jets.
Yeah. I liked her. She was dope. Rhapsody, did she rap?
Rhapsody rapped at the end.
Okay, so yeah. Oh, that's what I ran out the room and I admitted I ain't pausing. Okay, so I got to go back and listen to Rhapsody. Damn it.
I will say that Rhapsody's bars were dope because Rhapsody's fucking dope. We've been telling y'all this shit for years.
Oh, yeah.
But this wasn't like the stellar moment that I expected.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Because I think she felt like she was rapping with girls. Like, why you got me? Like, I can rap, out rap some of these niggas.
That's what you know? She said. She stood on that shit.
Yeah, like, she like, nigga, I don't, and that's probably why I feel like she probably, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, just like when Farte said, when they got on there and everything, he had the little something too smart for BET shirts on or whatever, how the niggas invited him to the cypher, yeah. But then it was like, you didn't want to play my video, but now how you going to put me on the cypher? Like, what the fuck, man? Like, you know.
Yeah, she said that shit, man. I'm not mad at her. It's my first time seeing most of these women. I think I'd seen Cash Doll before. Mm-hmm. I know that's right up Germ's alley right there. She's she got the little sex appeal going on. Had the titties flowing out with the fur coat. She spit some boss ass rhymes.
This thing's up my alley. Why would she be up my alley? Sorry.
She's a thick chick talking that shit. That's what you like. You don't like. I'm surprised to hear you say you like Tokyo Jazz because she little as shit.
I was like, her raps ain't had nothing. I'm talking about skills. All right, why are you being such a misogynist?
Ain't that a bitch? This is the same nigga who talk about women who can't get on because of how they look. Didn't you say raps look like Bill Duke?
Which I didn't say that. That would be easy.
Y'all, both of y'all ain't shit.
Nah, when he said it, I laughed because I was like, damn. You know what I'm saying?
This shit is savage as fuck, man. But as far as for this cipher, I guess you didn't see Rhapsody, but out of the ones you saw, who do you think rapped the best?
Now, talking about the females?
So Leaky Lee 47 is the one that had on the mask.
I'm going to have to go with Tokyo Jet.
Tokyo Jet had a lot of swag with her shit.
Yeah, she had a little swag with it, had a little south up flow, but she was flowing and went, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't, you know, sometimes when the ladies be rapping, it'd be choppy and, you know, it'd be just, you know, it don't be smooth like when a dude be rapping, you know, so some of them, like, now a lot of them got it down packed now. But, you know, that look, the lady flow where they be like, I'm in, and then just, it's weird.
This, for me, the next cipher that we got, and I'm reading this straight off of our page, nappyafro.com. You can go and look at the BET Hip Hop Award ciphers. This should be probably the YouTube moment, easy, in case you didn't catch that. This cipher had Little Sims, Black, My Song, Axel Leon, and T Grizzly. I heard T Grizzly before, so that's expected some dope shit.
Mm-hmm.
I had heard Black before, and he was on point. I hadn't heard Lil Sims, and I hadn't heard Axel. And I heard My Son before, so I was kind of okay. Let's see what they do. My Son stole the motherfucking show.
Nigga, My Son been nice ever since he got out, man.
But this shit here, nigga?
That shit, but okay, let me ask you something, sorry, right?
Yeah.
Now my son got up there, did his thing. Now. Subject matter was fucking on point. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. He gave me real nigga raps.
Right.
Then the transition to T Grizzly was like, nigga, this the shit I was just rapping about. This nigga get up here and do the same motherfucker. The shit I was just like, nobody like thought this one through. Like, or did they do that on purpose? Like,
it was this cipher was kind of. I think this one was like, let's give you a taste of everything. Because Sims got up there and was spitting the European flow. Then you got, I think Axel went next and was talking all that shit. And then my son got up there and we was like, oh shit. Then Grizzly got up there and was talking that shit. And then Black, like everybody had a different style.
Yeah, my son and Black had to, by far, them might have been my two favorite verses of the night, I believe.
I think so too. For me too. They really got, like, when I was watching the ciphers, the moments that I actually went to that piff to see what the fuck they had was when them two rapped.
Yeah.
Everybody else I was chilling on. And T Grizzly kind of, like I said, I heard his stuff before, so I was kind of expecting something. But where he was placed, I lost all interest.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to listen to you, dude. Like, because, man, bro, like, how could you hear that and still spit that same rhyme, nigga? Like, I would have been like, oh, shit.
You got to call an audible.
Yeah, you got to call a goddamn audible. You got Omaha, like.
You got to change that shit up, bro.
Yeah, rap about getting out of jail, how you going to change your life, nigga. Like, how you used to do that and how now you would do this. You know what I'm saying? That's what you should have did. Like, the old me would have been up here like this, but the new me is up here like this. That's what you should have did. First half of your rap was the old you. The second half should have been the new you. Just to, you know what I'm saying? But, nah, nigga, you just, nah. That shit was crazy.
Either that or take him on right there. Just challenge that nigga right now. Just disparage him. Then rip him apart and say, because you got the last word.
Yep.
But
then, I like J.I.D. Oh, we ain't went to that one yet.
We can go to the next one. Well, the next one on the website on nappyafro.com was Ball Greasy, Zoe Dallas, Denzel Curry, Ski Master, Slump God. I only heard of Denzel Curry. I don't know any of these motherfuckers.
Okay. Like, Ball Greasy, he like a... He been rapping for a long. He been like rapping back with Trick Daddy and everything. Okay. Like Ball Greasy, he been around for a minute. He a legend down in Miami. Not, you know, so he one of them local legends. You know what I'm saying? So Ball Greasy, because you said Denzel Curry, you heard of. Now yeah. Slump, the what god or something, he said his name
Ski
was.
Ski Master Slump God.
Ski Master Slump. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that guy. I haven't heard of him, but you know, of course I heard of Denzel and everybody. But yeah, that one. It was pretty good. That was an all Florida one. Denzel Curry, he didn't deliver like he usually does. You know what I'm saying? So I was kind of like disappointed in him. Ball Greasy, I noticed he named a lot of rappers, but he didn't name Rick Ross. Maybe this had something to do about Rick Ross screwing him over back in the day, but who knows, you know.
Yeah, he had a dope flow. But for me, this was probably one of the weaker ciphers out of the whole crew. For me personally, it just wasn't. It nothing stood out to me about this cipher. And also, when you go to nappyafro.com and look at this post, there are lines of the cipher. Easy went through and picked out lines that he thought was pretty dope. So make sure y'all go and check that out on the website. Actually, I take that back. That's not the weakest cipher. The weakest cipher is the next one. Belly, Fat Joe, and Sci-Hi the Prince.
What?
That was the weakest one to me.
Sci-Hi had bars.
Belly had bars. Fat Joe gave us a snoozer. Now, I will go on record to say that I've never been a fan of Fat Joe. However, he barely rapped, and he barely rapped about anything.
Fat Joe was really freestyling, like a nigga that... That shit was horrible. I mean, yeah, Fat Joe, he said something like... I heard him say a Remy Nicky line in there. He said,
rolling with Nikki sipping on Remy or some shit like that. And I was like, I don't even understand that.
He said Sheath or something.
I don't know.
He said Sheath or something, yeah. Yeah, rolling with Nikki. Yeah, that don't even make sense.
Yeah, it was something weird. Rolling with Nikki sipping on Remy. I don't know. I didn't get it. And it seemed really uninspired too. But that's, I guess when I say that, it was a little bit different because Fat Joe is a real nonchalant, laid-back motherfucker. But even for that, for his style, this one seemed kind of like he mailed it in. And it might have just been because he went after Belly and Sci because they came with it. I had never heard of Belly. Are you familiar with that cat?
Nah, not at all. But I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna have to go check out Sahad's new album. Everybody say it's pretty nice though.
It's probably worth a listen because I mean he was spitting that shit. So, but other than that, I was like, all right. Then the other one you wanted to go to, you were talking about JID, Kaz, yeah. Ali Tominique, and Cody Shane. Again, a lot of people I hadn't heard of before. Oh, you like JID though?
Kaz is on Dreamville. JID is on Dreamville. I do know that because they was at the show, the J Cuts.
Got you. So you were familiar. How did they do from what you saw before?
Oh, JID, man, he remind me. You could tell, like, he a young nigga. You could see the Lil Wayne influence, but not like, I'm talking about the rapper either Lil Wayne influence, not the new Lil, not that Wayne, but just the, and you know, he got like an Ace Hood Lil Wayne, you know what I'm saying, Lil Phil to a Lupe Fiasco. He like a mixture of them three, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, Kaz, of course, I know you heard some of his shit before, so, yeah. You know. Okay, but yeah. But JID did pretty good, though, man. You know, he might give you a good album. If you like Ace Hood, so you probably like him, man.
I mean, what happened to Ace Hood?
He just couldn't get on, man. He didn't want to work, bro.
But goddamn, you with Colin.
They said just, man, I don't want to work, bro.
Hey, man. Maybe he's just one of those cats who had the talent, but he wasn't meant for that life.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he got married and shit. I think he was dating the same chick the whole time. Got married and you know, had the situation with the kid. Maybe it just wasn't his lifestyle. So, I don't know, man. But props to Ace, anyway. I thought JID stood out on this shit, too. Cody Shane, I wanted to see more of. I hadn't heard of her before.
Which one was that when it was like they was on stage or something? Had the little, the Bronx nigga. Who was the nigga from light-skinned nigga?
They were on the rooftop.
Okay.
So this is Cody. Cody was the chick who had on the Chucks and had the grill in. But she didn't spit a lot. Like, I wanted to hear more.
She went had a short verse. Yeah.
Yeah, like, she had a short verse. I was like, okay.
You just stopped? I was like, well, you're done?
Yeah. Ali Tominique came with that heat, too. I definitely want to check him out. But it's a Phoenix nigga, and I'm just saying. I lived in Phoenix. I didn't see a lot of niggas. So, I'm skeptical.
Lowercase.
Possibly. JID is from Atlanta, right?
Yeah, he's from the A.
Yeah, so y'all, you and Easy probably are all up on all this shit. And then this last cypher, I didn't even watch. Like, I didn't even get to this one on the list. Did you watch the Conway, Beanie Slaughter, and Boogie?
That's the one I'm talking about, yeah. Because I was like, I don't know none of these niggas. Like, who is these niggas, man?
I don't know who these niggas are, and I didn't even listen to it, so we can't really talk about it. Well, you watched it. What did you think?
I mean, you know, like I said, the one nigga with the New York Yankee hat on, he was spitting, bro. Like, I was like, yo, who is this guy? I thought it was, he looked like an old Puerto Rican or Dominican Styles P. You know what I'm saying? So, he was spitting, though. I think he went second or third. He either went either last or, but yeah, he was spitting. I can't remember what his name was. What'd you say the names were again?
Conway, Beanie Slaughter, and Boogie.
It might have been Beanie Slaughter. I think that might have been the name.
Beanie Slaughter is rapping with, I don't even know what that hoodie is. It's a black hoodie with some words that look like they in Russian.
No, that ain't him. He had a little Yankee hat on.
Who knows? They're all on the fucking website. Y'all can check them out.
Nappyafro.com.
Nappyafro.com, man. Make sure we get these checks. But you Easy pointed this out in the post, and it's something that you said. I think you say this every year. They should just cut the awards out and just do ciphers.
That's it.
Or at least have a show that y'all just do ciphers, period.
I mean, yeah, like just BET, exactly. Because BET can make a money out there. A weekly show, they have rappers come through and do ciphers. I mean, 30 minutes out.
They had a show in the basement. I mean, it wasn't ciphers, but at least you got people in the booth.
Nobody, but yeah, you can't have that show. Nobody makes videos anymore, so all right.
Well, I mean, if TRL is coming back,
for like how? Like that's what I'm saying. Like who's making videos?
Hey, man, look, I mean, your boy just got Video of the Year award. Humble, best hip hop video. Humble.
Right. We used to have
Benny Boom got best director of the year.
Yeah, man, probably only directed 3 videos this year.
I mean, this ain't the '90s when you had $2 million video budgets, but still.
That's what I'm saying. Most videos are filmed by college students right now, man. Like them the people, they are unknown shooting these videos. They go straight to World Star Hip Hop and YouTube.
What's the problem with that?
That's what I'm saying. So nobody is. I don't have a problem with that, but you can't have a video show. Why am I watch your show and I can get on my computer and watch it?
Yeah, TV watching has definitely changed the way a lot of shit pops off.
He's like, you're not going to tell me what's hot. You know, I'm not going to let y'all control what y'all like, because y'all not going to play White Jesus, whatever, Slim Jesus. Y'all going to play fucking Migos shit. I might think Slim Jesus, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's weird. Like, so now it's like, they're not letting the people control what the top 10 is anymore.
You got a point. But then again, somebody controlled the fuck out of Bodak, because Bodak blew up.
Yeah, but she got to come with a second song, man. I mean, well, first of all, let me say congratulations, Cardi B, on having the number one song. I don't know why it was, you know, so cool to congratulate her on being number one. I mean, it's been a lot of people with number one songs, but it seemed like that day Twitter was in love. Everybody, congratulations, Cardi B. Congratulations, Cardi B. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it was cool. But, yeah. But I think she needs to come with another song.
But does she need to?
Yes.
For what?
You wonder if you're taking this rap thing seriously, nah. You want to be a rapper, you have to come back with something else. You can't. That can't be it. Like, you can't just be happy with having a summer song. It's always a song of the summer.
You can get one song and ride for a minute. I mean, shit.
Rich no, you boy. Can't come back with us. You don't have to cross over. And then once you cross over, you know you can't come back home.
Hey, well. Eminem crossed over a couple times, and people still call him the GOAT.
Eminem crossed over?
He doing songs with Taylor Swift and all kinds of bullshit.
Warner crossover. That's just like, yeah, no.
That's a good point.
He came into the game as a crossover. Like,
that's a good point.
You know, come on now.
You can't argue with that
one. It was to him to us.
Yeah,
that's a good point. We had them. They was already in.
What about Justin Timberlake?
Again, it's all right.
He was born. He came in on the pop side. He came up to the black side. He went back to the white side.
He was always white. All right. He would never be forgot from being the lead singer in NSYNC. That's how they look at him.
But he left us and came back.
He was with them from the beginning. We let him back in. Like I said, we let him in. We should have threw him out when he sucker Janet at the when he let Janet sit out there by herself during the Super Bowl. We should have never let him back in. He showed his whiteness right there. You know what I'm saying? And then we should never, but here we go. All you gotta do is sing a song for niggas and we right back on tune with you. And that's what happened.
Motherfucker back over here getting invited to the cookout. Yeah. I'm not going to this cookout, by the way.
I ain't going to the cookout, man. There's some shady shit going on at the cookout this year.
I'm not going, man. Fuck the cookout. Y'all can have that shit. I'm gonna stay at home. Because it's some bullshit. Anything else you want to get in? Any other music news we need to mention real quick so we can get all this monies?
I think that's about it, man. Rapsy album is good. I have been listening to it. That shit is fucking fire.
Hey, man.
Fuck with that mother and the Steph Curry voice. Shit's fire.
You gonna do the review?
Review. I just reviewed it. I just told you it was fire.
We need a review for nappyafro.com, sir.
Oh man, I can't. Man, listen, King Germ cannot type anymore, man.
I'd rather talk.
I could convey my message a whole lot clearer in words than with a keyboard.
You like, give us an audio review.
Yeah, I could do that. I do a song by track audio review. I listen
give us
to the
a track song. By track video review, man.
Look, I'm gonna listen to the song, then I'm gonna tell you what I think about it. Yay, that's a new idea right there.
Get an art review in. Put that on nappyafro.com. We'll be the first one. Well, not the first. It's people on YouTube
do it
doing
on YouTube
that shit. Yeah, but we'll take credit and say we're the first anyway. Fuck it.
Yeah, that might be a way I can start doing my reviews. All right, man. You're a genius. All right. See?
Yeah. I'm just here to collect the chat. I'm just here so I don't get fired, bro.
Yeah. Hey, man. Listen, man. You the hand of the king, man. Just know that, bro. Damn, man. Got the
pen,
my nigga.
As long as I little finger, man, I'm good, man. You want to get the people your Keep It 100 for this week?
Man, my Keep It 100, man. All right, man. I want to tell the people how to handle domestic situations. What I mean by domestic situations, people, are other people's relationships. Like, for instance, yesterday, I was just minding my own fucking business, picked my daughter up from school. She was like, "Yo, Dad, can we stop at Bojangles?" I was like, "Sure. You know, I'll stop today. I got a couple dollars. I'll trick off on you." You know what I'm saying? So we go to Bojangles. I'm walking out of Bojangles. I see this woman walk up. I was like, "Damn, she got some tights on. Damn, she thick as a motherfucker." You know what I'm saying? But then I see this big-ass muscle-bound nigga with her. So I was like, oh, well, I'm getting my look from afar. So I'm walking, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't even want to look at the woman. And the woman's like, "Hey, how you doing?" And I look up. I was like, "Oh, what's going on? Hey, how you doing?" I said, "Damn, that's my homeboy wife." You know what I'm saying? She with this nigga.
Oh, shit.
So she with some nigga, like, in the car that this nigga bought for her. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I was just like, man, like, oh, shit. So I was just like, God damn, man. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, I'm not going to say shit. Like, this is not my place. You know what I'm saying? If the nigga come to me and ask me something, I tell him, but I'm not going to run and tell him, like, "Yo, man, I seen your old lady, man." Because I don't want no, you know what I'm saying? I ain't in it. So go to work today. The nigga at work today. First nigga I motherfucking see. And I was just like, God damn. So, you know, I was kind of, you know, just walking and talking, working and talking, you know what I'm saying, working and working. Then he come up to me like, "Yeah, I had to get into it with my wife last night." I was like, "Oh, word?" He's like, "Yeah, she told me that." She told me something. She came home and was like, "Yeah, I know your homeboy probably called you and told you that he seen me out with some dude, but that was somebody from the team, one of the parents from the team, and I was helping him fill out a permissions form for the after season party."
What you think?
I think she's full of fucking shit. Getting out in front of the story. Like, she told on herself. I ain't even say nothing. So that's let you know you got a guilty motherfucking conscience. You know what I'm saying? So, because if you thinking, like, you know what I'm saying? So you trying to get out in front of the story to change the narrative. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even say nothing. I wasn't going to say nothing to the man. But you went and told on your motherfucking self. And then now you gotta, you know what I'm saying? Because that story, that's some bullshit. Because he was like, "How the nigga in college, he can fill out FAFSA papers, but he can't fill out permission slip for his wife? I mean, a permission slip? Like, something ain't right." He was just like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, "Hey, I ain't got nothing to do with that, cuz, like, you know, I mean, I'm, you know, I just told him, like, look, bro, yeah, I seen her, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't gonna say nothing to you, you know what I'm saying? I ain't none of my business." You know what I'm saying? You know, told him straight up just like that. And so, yeah. So, people, when you're in domestic situations, stay out of it. Ain't none of your fucking business. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And I don't care if it's your sister, your brother, your auntie, uncle, mama, daddy. Stay out of that shit, because you don't know what people deal with in their relationships, bro. Like, my homeboy's like, "I seen a dude fighting a girl on the street." You know what I'm saying? I was about to pull over and stop it, but by the time I got over there, somebody had broke it up. I was like, "So you was really about to go run and play, you know, run into a middle of a situation, break up a fight with some stranger? Nigga, you can die." Like, I'm not, that's why I don't, I'm, call me whatever you want to call me, but if I see, like, a couple fighting and shit like that, like, I'm not going to intervene, because, like you said, nah, it's not, nah, man. If you don't, if I don't know you, man, I can't do it. Sorry.
It's a weird thing for me, because I know somebody who died like that. It was a fight, and he went to break it up and ended up getting shot in St. Louis trying to do that shit. And it's, but you, in this situation, you knew the dude. So did, when you saw her and she spoke up and then you saw the dude, did he say anything to you for not saying anything? Like, did he test you to see if you would tell?
Nah, he just, we talking about the husband?
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, he came to me and told me the situation, so I knew, like, she had told him, because ain't no other way, because he was at work when this happened. So, ain't no other way he know unless she said it. So, that's why I was just like, she had to tell him, because I wasn't going to say nothing. I was just like, yeah, and I told him straight up, like, I mean, it wasn't none of my business, so, you know, I wasn't going to run and tell you, because she said, I know, because he said, she was like, "I know he already told you." He was like, "Nah, he told me nothing." You know what I'm saying? Nah, I ain't called him. Like, it wasn't my business, bro. Like, I was, man.
So this is just a coworker. He's not like your homeboy. He's not.
Oh, yeah. Coworker.
Okay.
But we But we, you know, we don't hang out outside of job. But he black, you know what I'm saying? You know, usually, you know, we speak a lot. So, you know, we're very cordial co-workers.
Well, apparently, because she knew you.
Yeah.
So, if it would it be different if it was somebody you kicked it with outside of work? Maybe not, you know, on the level of me and the easy type shit, but if it was somebody you fuck with.
Yeah, I'd be like, yo, bro, man, I seen your old lady, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, between me and you, dog, like, you know, but I think she spoke to make it look like it wasn't nothing, but in reality it was, because I bet you she was just like, God damn, because, I mean, nigga, you wearing some revealing clothes. Like, nobody wife supposed to be walking around looking like that, bro, like, with no other nigga, like, if y'all just signed the papers, bro. That's all I'm saying. Like,
well, man. She followed protocol, though.
No, she followed cheating protocol.
What I'm saying is that saying getting in front of the story is what you're supposed to do. Yeah. I should never hear that my wife is out in the streets from anybody other than my wife.
Yeah.
So she got to be in front of that shit.
She didn't protect, yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is the way she said it. If she wasn't doing shit, she could have just been like, yeah, I was out doing such and such and just threw that shit like it wasn't nothing. But the fact you said, I know your boy probably told you, means you was probably doing some shit.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, you know, but like I said, I ain't even say nothing.
Right, well, she gonna feel like it work.
Yeah.
All right, she put herself out there. You got winners and losers for this week?
Did I have anyone? No, you I really didn't.
Cam, you said Cam was your winner. Oh, loser.
Cam Newton is my loser this week for apologizing.
You know what I'm saying? Still on that shit?
Yes, I'm still on this shit, sorry.
Why are we still on this shit?
I just, like I said, man, you didn't have to apologize in this situation, Cam. You didn't. I don't care who says you did. I mean, from the reaction on my timeline, all the women was like, I wasn't offended by it. So that's why, if they say they're not offended with it, I shouldn't be offended with it. You shouldn't be offended with it.
But the reporter was offended.
Yeah, but, you know, she's trying to make a name for herself, man.
No, she was fucking offended.
Right? Everybody offended. Gets offended these days. My daughter just told me one of the teachers at her school got into some trouble because one of the kids is, I don't know the word to use.
Transgender?
Maybe, like, not, but likes to be referred to as a boy. She's a girl still on her paperwork, but, you know, when they ask you, what do you like to be called? She put, let's say, Max on there instead of her real name. You know what I'm saying? So the teacher accidentally called he or she and called him by the name that she used to be called by, and now the teacher got in trouble for that. And I said, wow. Everybody, because the kid went home and almost and cut their fucking wrist, dog.
Damn.
But cut their fucking wrist. And so now the teacher got in trouble for that, all because the kid was offended by being called a she. And I was just like, wow. So you have to be on your shit these days, man. And so that's why we ain't gonna never make it, so we don't give a fuck about shit like that.
It's 274 episodes. It's been apparent that we're not gonna make it anyway. It's been very apparent that we're not going to make it.
We got to change our ways. We got to get more progressive, man. We got to bring... Nope. We got to start talking about, you know...
Nope.
All this shit. Get Hotep on these niggas. Ashe.
Nope. Sure not. I don't think it's a problem with people being offended. I think that people have been offended a lot of the time. They just didn't have a way to voice it or didn't know how to voice it.
Mm.
So now you got a lot of people speaking up for that shit and, you know... I don't necessarily think there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, people get upset. They be like, oh, everybody's being PC. What's the problem with trying to correct actions that are offending people? I don't... But you saying that, but you just disagree with Cam apologizing.
But I'm saying sometimes you go too far with it. Like, come on, man. You can offend somebody with any statement these days, bro.
So if, let's say that Princess Germ decided to be a reporter.
Uh-huh.
And you watching her on TV, she's at a post-game conference, and she's interviewing Cam Newton Jr. And she asks him a question
his
like
name
that.
Is chosen. Just, his name is Chosen, just if you want to know.
I don't really give a shit. So, you know, she's interviewing him, and she asks him a question. And he says, you know, I think it's funny to hear a woman ask me about how I throw the ball or what my game prep is. Are you not going to want to get in his ass for talking to your daughter like that?
I'm going to hope she holds her own and she comes, fires back with some nice, like, well, you know, I mean, I'm just asking because your throwing motion is kind of like off center right now. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Well, I can't tell by your 17 interceptions. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So what you're doing, though, is you're saying it's okay for her to reply with snark because she feels some kind of way. You agree with her feeling some kind of way.
Yeah, but I mean, long as, you know, I want her to have thicker skin than, oh, I was offended because of Riley. I mean, like I said, we're never going to see eye to eye on this, all right? So we could go on for 30 more minutes with this topic.
I'm just saying. My point. Like, I don't even necessarily think that if you point out somebody fucking up, it means that you have thin skin. It'd be like, hey, that was some fuck shit you said, nigga. And I feel like that's kind of what she did. She said, hey, that was some fuck shit. I got a job to do. There's nothing offensive about me doing my job. He went ahead and apologized because he had to. For a lot of the people saying that he lost his money from Dannon and shit like that, Dannon is paying out his contract. I think we mentioned that before, but I just want to make sure I point that out for y'all. He's still getting that money.
Yeah. So he's just not going to get no more money from him.
Yeah, I mean, it's Dannon money. I don't know what the contract looked like, but when was the last time you saw
it? They signed Dak Prescott right out. You know, they picked him up. He's now the face of Dannon.
Well, I mean, we already know how that's going to go, right?
Yeah. He's going to shut up and be a good old boy. He's just happy to be in the league.
They did that real quick, man. Props to John Stamos, man. Your ass got dropped for Cam Newton. And you're an actual Greek person. Fucking hilarious.
Stamos is Greek?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Damn.
So, yeah, man. Who's your losers this week?
That was my loser. My winner this week, let me see if I can come up with one real fast. Everybody's a loser this week, so all right, man. I don't have any winners.
No winners? Damn. No baseball talk? You ain't going to talk about, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I do got a winner this week, so all right. Check this out. Yeah. I don't know if I told you this, but okay, in this situation, all right, the game is in the fourth quarter, 6 minutes to go. The score is 26-19. Mm-hmm. A player got kicked in the nuts from the team that has 26. So allegedly, the team that has 19 kicked the player in the nuts. The coach of the team that has 26 points told the kids to get the hell away from him or something like that. And so they called the game because the coach cussed at the kids. So in this situation, the game is called, it's fourth quarter, 6 minutes to go. One team has 26 and one team has 19. The game gets called because something that the team with 26 has done, or was it because of the player getting kicked in the nuts? I don't know. Who wins or who loses in this situation?
The team that was up should win.
Team that was up should win. If that's the case, then Levy just lost their first game in like 5 or 6 years.
Oh, shit. So that's what happened?
Yes, that's what happened. So we don't know if that's a win or a loss, but we do know that the coach of the team that's 26 got suspended. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't know who gets the win in that situation. Like, you can't say you won when you was losing. You know what I'm saying? You can just say, yo, if you do get the win, it's got to have an asterisk beside it.
Yeah, well, yeah, so that's the way it's going to go. I mean, it's kind of like when they find out violations and allegations after somebody wins a championship and they strip the title or some shit like that. You can't take away what happened on the field. So the shit that the dude, when he kicked him in the nuts, that player can be ejected or whatever, suspended, but that doesn't have any bearing on the game. That's a game foul that's in the action of game. What the coach did is outside of the game, therefore the game was canceled. That's why the game was thrown out. Because what the coach did is against the rules of the game, period. Mm. You can't, as an adult, like we saw on Friday Night Tykes, as an adult, you can't put your hands on no kid. Like, if that had been the other sideline, if that coach went out there and touched that kid like that, the game's over and your team loses. Because what you did was outside of the game. So I get it. It's fucked up, but I get it. As a coach, you would hope that you don't cost your team the game, and that's exactly what he did, it sounds like. You don't agree, huh?
Oh, no. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. Like I said, my winning percentage is still 1.00. You know what I'm saying? So, whatever they decide on that don't matter to me. You know what I'm saying? Because we got to play the team now. Like I said, that's why we got a trap game coming up. Got to keep the kids focused. Not look past this team because, like I said, they just, you know, we looking at Levy, but we got to play them first. So I got to keep everybody mind focused on this game this week, especially coming off a big win like that. It's easy to have a letdown. So, you know, got to keep the boys focused. So that's what we're going to work on this week.
Hey, man, it's all good, man. I ain't got no winners and losers. Fuck it. You know, I want to see what happens with the NFL protests. ESPN is on my damn near cancel list.
Oh, niggas on the ESPN ban now. It was like the ban list. What did they say? Dove.
Well, Dove is part of Unilever. Mm. So it's a Unilever ban.
Okay.
Wow. Which, I mean, if you're black, you really only use Dove and maybe Vaseline. You didn't use a lot of the other shit. It's like, huh?
You mean from them people is the only thing
from,
you use?
Yeah, from Unilever.
Okay.
Because I think everything else they do is like Suave shampoo and
Suave body spray. Dove. What about Dove Men Care?
Yeah, so I mean, that's Dove.
Oh, man.
But you don't like liquid soap anyway.
Man, I take that. I do use liquid soap now, man, because they don't make bar soap like they and the good stuff, smelling stuff.
Wow,
man.
Wow, look at this shit. Jada changed up.
Man, it was just like, because I was just like, man, I wish they made this in a bar, but they don't. You know what I'm saying? Jada, so I had to get changed. The fucking the damn soap in the bottle, man.
Hellman's mayonnaise. Some of y'all still eat mayonnaise.
Blue Plate. Klondike. My house.
Klondike. What else is on here? Ben and Jerry's. That's going to be a tough one. Y'all niggas ain't giving up Ben and Jerry's, bruh.
But Ben and Jerry's, they's one of the most progressive companies
absolutely
out there.
Absolutely. So niggas ain't going to give up Ben and Jerry's. But you give up a lot of this other shit. Breyers ice cream, Axe body spray, Lever 2000.
Let me tell you a funny story about Lever 2000. When they first came out back in the days, people was going around just giving it away, right? Some dude came through, like one of the little reps came through in our neighborhood, and they just gave like the whole truck of soap away. I was in fucking sixth grade then, right? Mm-hmm. We had Lever soap for at least 8 years, 9 years. Bruh,
that shit, Lever soap, and it was the same size as all the other soap, but the block never went away, bro. The bar of soap never went away.
Dog, that shit was fucking amazing, bro. We had one closet in our house that was just full of Lever 2000. I mean, it looked like we won a contest or something, man. The motherfuckers be like, damn, why y'all got so much damn soap? I was like, bro, man, they gave us. We had thousands of bars of soap. Like, that shit was ridiculous.
Bro, that shit is crazy. Lever lasts forever. Q-tips is a Unilever brand, apparently, so that's going to be an issue. Slim Fast, if some of y'all still fucking with Slim Fast. That's gonna be an issue, but I think the rest of this shit, y'all not fucking with this. Pepsodent, y'all not, you know what I'm saying? Close Up, y'all not using that. Thermasilk, Tracy May, VO5, y'all not using none of that shit.
Tracy May, what the fuck?
You stupid. Noxzema, Saint Ives lotion.
Saint Ives, oh niggas are fucked up.
You stupid, man. Y'all can skip most of this shit. Degree.
Whoa.
Degree, nigga.
Calm down. Let's
use
a
degree.
It's all right. Just, if you've been wearing some since you were 12 years old, you're not gonna change. I'm sorry.
I'm being completely honest here. Full transparency. I use Degree. Didn't know it was on this list. I have no fucks to give. I will continue to use Degree, bro. I'm sorry.
I love that deodorant. I love it.
Degree and Vaseline will continue to get my money. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's just something about that Degree, dog. Like, that shit keep you dry. You know what I'm saying? Especially where I live at, it's hot. I'm a big nigga, so I can't be sweating and be stank, nigga. Nah, hell nah. Degree is perfect. One thing about Degree, I got to use the ones like the...
with the Power Strike? What's
that? Huh?
With the Power Strike?
No, not the Power Stripe. It's got like the, it's like an orange one, a black one. It's like the 48 hour. I forgot what they got.
The Extreme.
Yes. Oh my God. I love them. They smell so good too.
You got to, yeah. You got to use what you got to use, man. That shit. I remember when, before Degree got that shit down pat, it was heat activated, so you could really smell that shit when you got warm. You was like, God damn,
kicking in, boy. When you get hot, boy, that shit start pumping out. You be like, yeah, like you know what I'm saying? Like the Degree, the blue stick, that's kind of like the clear, like the old school looking one.
Yeah, I
that shit right that there. Shit. Don't use that one, sorry, right? Because it's that shit say 24-hour protection. It really mean like 22. Because you 24 hours, nigga, shit. I got down jumping in the shower the next day. Because usually you use Degree. You get in the shower the next day. You know, I don't know. Sorry, right, showers 5 times a day because he goes to the gym all the time. So, but, you know, real niggas, you know, not real niggas, but niggas that only shower once in a 24-hour period. You know what I'm saying? You know,
that nigga dissed me so cool. he dissed the fuck out of me, smooth as shit.
No, I'm just saying, man. Niggas take more than one shower a day. Like, I mean, I'm not one of them guys. Like, unless I do something where I have to take another shower, I'm not. I'm showering once a day, man. Like, you know.
I'm not mad. That shit is funny as fuck, though.
Yeah.
nigga, like real niggas, though. Hell no. The last thing for niggas to look out for, Skippy, Lipton.
Lipton? Those are awesome.
Lipton tea, bruh.
Oh, I'm a Tetley man. You got lucky there. I used to be a Lipton guy, but Tetley, Louisiana, Tetley, man, the best teas right there, man. Those community if you're from the Delta area.
Niggas that, you know, when you get broke and you can go get that Sun washing detergent for like, you can get like 40 gallons for 3 cents.
Yeah.
Sun is on that list too.
It's a new scam going around, so all right, niggas is like getting these Shell cards and they doing something to them and they around getting gas for like 2 cents a gallon, dog.
Give me one.
That's what I'm trying to get. Nigga, the college kids, I'm like, listen, man, put me on, man. Motherfucker filled his tank up the other day for 38 cents, dog.
I was need just like, that come in on, my man. Life, bro. I drive an SUV. I'm driving to Houston tomorrow. I need that in my life, bro.
Yes, sir.
Because that shit is something serious. But anyway, man, you want to give our shout out so we can get up out of here?
Man, shout out to the staff, man. Shout out to BZ, GQ Blue. So, all right. Short T. Shout out to Dr. Abrasive and everybody over at the Dr. Abrasive Network, man. Go check them out, man. They got the DTA 64 going on right now. So, all my Creep Life brethren, get your ass over there. Vote. Might win some shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ruler Myself. Pebby J from Be More, shout out to RT3, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Rick James, bitch, and anybody else who fuck with us, man. You know, we still here, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Another week, we made it. Still in the paint.
Hey, man, that's what we do, man. We got another episode down, another episode to go. This is the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. Episode 274 is in the books. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alice P. Keaton, sitting here with King Jones, the most electrifying motherfucking podcaster today, yesterday, and forever. We'll holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace.
NappyAfro.com.